Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following production is part of the We Be Geeks podcast collective.
From days long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend.
The dream that came through a million years, that lived on through all the tears.
It came here, the Fandom Nexus.
Fabulous secret powers were revealed to our host as he plugged in his microphone.
I have a podcast!
Here he is, your Spider-Pan, Jeremy.
Yes, hello! I am back again. I know it's been a couple of weeks, but those of you that know I live in Kansas City, you probably realized last weekend I was probably a little busy, right? It's been kind of a crazy week here in Kansas City. Of course, the Chiefs going back to the Super Bowl, whether you like us or not. You know, we went back, and in the grand total, a lot of people forget that there are four Super Bowl trophies here in Kansas City, because we did have a win back in 1970 with the great Hall of Famer Len Dawson back in the 1970. We have four Super Bowl trophies here, and we are now among the few areas that have a back-to-back Super Bowl championship. And, of course, when we try to celebrate it, well, I don't want to get into bad things that go on, but, yeah, things went very, very bad. And, of course, our prayers are definitely with the families of all those who were injured, a lot of children. I don't want to focus on the bad things, but we are thinking about you out there. And so be thinking about them and other families like whatever you think of Joel Osteen, that, you know, having a shooting at his church, too. You know, it's maybe it's just a sign of the times that people are just getting worse and horrible things happen. But we are back again to have some fun. I know it's been a couple of weeks, and I meant to have Philip on with me, but things are not quite working that away. But I'm here back to just have some fun, and, you know, I'm catching up with a couple of weeks, so this is probably going to be a long show. It'll be a lot of talking for me to do by myself. But I'm mainly going to focus on a couple of games that are coming out in the next few weeks. Philip, I know, is excited for one. I'm kind of excited for it myself. But, of course, my budget will only allow for one of these two games. And so I've got two games to talk about later. And that, of course, is WWE 2K24 and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Both I'm very excited about. One of them because some of the things that I've learned about the game get me excited. The other is because I've been excited since the remake game actually came out. I think it's been about almost like 4 years ago. I remember that was like my COVID game. When I was stuck at home with COVID and couldn't do anything, I had gotten a copy of that game and just played that while I was stuck at home, not able to work or anything. Hot cocoa. Yes, keep that throat warm and talkable. Yeah, yes. And it's all right. So this is it's a hot cocoa that's like Walmart brand, you know, the great value. Not the greatest hot cocoa, but maybe it's just mixing with the leftover guacamole that's in my mouth or something. We've been having some taco stuff. to put this mildly, or to frame this for you, my wife was, you know, at the school that she teaches at, the teachers were having like a Mexican dinner kind of thing, and my wife decided to make her own refried beans, and she just grabbed every pinto bean we had in the house, and we had apparently lots, and she made a large crock pot full of refried beans and just trying to find ways to eat them all, because we end up with a lot of it coming home. And we had some guacamole and stuff that we had. We made some 7-layer dip for the Super Bowl, and there's still some beans, and I made some meat, and I've been having some taco meat with some more of this guacamole and a bunch of other fixings. Eating a lot of beans here lately. And even before that, we had chili for a couple of weeks, as you know, we're just surviving on what we can afford. So it's been it's a bean fest around here. It is. This is a bean fest, and I feel like I still got the taste of guacamole in my mouth, and I take a sip of hot chocolate, and the guacamole is still there. But, Anyway, so I have a YouTube video here that's listed as a What Have You Been Watching? And I realized that this, I swear, we did this last week. It's the Lay's potato chip ad that was a Groundhog Day thing. And I'm pretty sure I played that audio for you on there. So I'm going to skip on past that. So what I've been watching, though, I do have one thing I've watched of note. And if you check out Diz Radio, I had to watch an episode of Even Stevens for the assignment Jonathan Johnson gave me for an upcoming episode. If you're not listening to Diz Radio, it's not really Disney focused so much anymore over there. It's still called Diz Radio. It used to be a Disney show, kind of like this used to be a Disney show. I've completely changed over. Jonathan's show is mostly changed over. There's still some Disney style content, depending upon the guest he has. And he does a celebrity show, and he has what he calls the D Team. And I'm a member of the D Team, and we create segments as a audio magazine of sorts. And if you haven't been checking out the show, go check it out. But yeah, I had to watch an episode of Even Stevens. And of course, I'm going to talk about that on that show coming up later this week. So go and check it out. But what have I been playing in preparation for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth? I wanted to go back and revisit the story of the original Final Fantasy VII game, which, of course, you can get, I believe, for Switch, Xbox, and on your PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 5. And you even have like some cheats that they've unlocked for you. Basically, you can turn on and off your ability for you to heal up instantly, get all your magic back instantly, and have a limit break. Well, which I have used when I get into trouble. I'll hit that real quick, and you know, I turn it on, turn it back off, just to kind of give a quick heal. You can speed everything up by 3 times. You can shut off random encounters. But when I went through the game before, just to experience the story, when I first purchased this, I did shut off random encounters. But you don't level up or do anything much there. So this time I've kept random encounters on. I've been trying to play it mostly normal, except for if I just get in a bind, I'll hit the thing just to heal up or something, you know, get all my magic and my health back if I get myself in a situation where I'm in a fight that I can't win, you know. So I've bailed myself out a few times in this. But I'm noticing some things, and I'm going to get into this later when we talk about Rebirth, but I'm taking the time to grind out some of the extra bits of the game, and even in parts that it doesn't make sense. Like, it unlocks Chocobo breeding and Chocobo racing at the time when Meteor is coming to destroy the Earth. And everybody you encounter and they talk to is, well, what do we do? Is this the end of the world? And yet I'm like, oh, I'm going to go breed Chocobos and go race them. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but that's where I'm at. But I mainly was going through to kind of unlock all the characters' limit breaks, all of their limit breaks, where they have an ultimate attack or whatever by the end. And also you get a summon materia, which allows you to summon Knights of the Realm, or Knights of the Round, pardon me. And this is basically overkill times 1,000, where you have basically like 10 different knights that come around and make 4 attacks of around 4,000 to 5,000 damage each, and it sucks up at least half of your magic, you know? So this is one of those only use when you need it in a time of extreme emergency. But that's kind of what I've been doing. I've been playing through that, and I've just about got everything that I accomplished. And so in the coming weeks when I have time to play, I'm going to try to just finish the story. The only thing I have not accomplished is I stepped too far into the story to the part where Aerith is no longer part of the group, and so I didn't get her ultimate limit break unlocked before she's murdered. So I'm kind of wondering how, you know, much of this is going to be changed in Rebirth, because, you know, this remake made some changes, and I'm going to get into that of what I think's going on with some of the changes that happened there. But that's what I've been playing and what I've been watching this week. But now that we've talked about that, it's time to get into, my goodness, we have a lot of news this week and a ton of trailers when we get there. Wow.
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Okay, so I have something unexpected that I found this week. This is from IGN. I'm going to open this up here. The Phantom Menace is coming back to theaters for its 25th anniversary this May. In celebration of the 25th anniversary, this is coming to theaters limited time, May 3rd. Now, of course, now I don't think we were dating at the time of this, but my wife and I went to this together. We waited in line for tickets. So whatever you think of Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, this I want to go to just because it'd be fun, you know, for my wife and I think to go to this. I am making some plans. So it was originally released in theaters on May 19th, 1999. My goodness, when you think of that's 25 years ago. I mean, the Star Wars Trilogy Special Edition was 20 years after the release of the first film back in 1997. That's the first time we got those changes. And I think, 25 years now since the first of the prequels. My goodness. Wow. But now this is considered episode one of the Skywalker saga, as we call it, and Star Wars became known as Star Wars A New Hope, or episode four from 1977. And the fun thing is this is kind of a controversial, you know, the prequel trilogy, which everybody has. There's a wave of positivity about these three films that even Ewan McGregor has mentioned back in 2022, because those of you know, the prequels were, well, I still enjoyed them. Well, the first one and the third one I enjoyed. The second one's the one I really kind of don't like. But when you compare it to the sequel trilogy, these films look fantastic. Okay? So there's a bit of a change, I think, in perspective. And the younger audiences, younger Star Wars fans, they, you know, people around the age of, you know, a little over 20, maybe about up to 30, they were kids and watched these movies as their first Star Wars movies. And it's kind of fun to have the millennial generation. This is to them, this is their Star Wars, and they love these movies as much as, you know, Gen X, we love the original trilogy. So that's coming out there. You can look, I think, at StarWars.com to find out where it's going to be playing and try to track it down in a theater nearby you. All right, Spider-Man 2 came out this, October? Well, Insomniac Games has said this over on X, said our title updates for Marvel's Spider-Man 2 PS5 arrives next month and adds highly requested features like New Game Plus, new suits, and more. Watch our social media for a complete list of features closer to release. And they did the hashtag BeGreater together. So yes, new content is coming for Spider-Man 2 for those of you who purchased it. We don't know exactly everything specifically at this point. But, you know, a new game plus, that gives you a chance to play through the story again, which, you know, I gives me an excuse to do it. I've been trying to catch up on a lot of other games that I haven't played, so I went through and I got my platinum on Spider-Man 2, and then I moved on. And I'm waiting, of course, there's probably going to be some more DLC and maybe some new storylines and things like that, which I wonder what they're going to do with, because they... Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but you've probably heard by now that at the end, it's like Peter Parker kind of steps down at the end of the game. So I don't know if you're going to just have some Miles Morales stories, or if you're going to, because part of the fun of the Spider-Man 2 game was switching back and forth between the two characters. So I don't know, with some DLC, what we might expect out of that. And now here's something you probably have heard about. I mean, this just went everywhere, also from IGN. Warner Brothers reportedly set to shelve and delete Coyote versus Acme film Once and for All. They allegedly wanted $75 to $80 million for the project. Let me just kind of read this to you. It says, it appears Coyote versus Acme might never see the light of day as Warner Brothers Discovery is reportedly set to shelve and delete the film after failing to find a buyer. The Wrap reported that Warner Brothers rejected offers from Amazon, Netflix, and Paramount. Why did Warner Brothers reject offers? Paramount reportedly also proposed a theatrical release for the film, which Warner Brothers allegedly rejected. I guess allegedly is the word here. Warner Brothers reportedly wanted $75 to $80 million for the project and would not allow the studios to counter offer. More interestingly, the Wrap claimed the four Warner Brothers executives who made the decision, including CEO and President David Zaslav, I think that's how you say that, have yet to see the film's final cut. Two executives, CEOs, and Warner Brothers Motion Picture Group co-chairpersons Michael DeLuca and Pam Abdi reportedly saw a director's cut. In contrast, Warner Brothers Pictures Animation President Bill Demeshk saw an audience preview of the film. And I don't know what's going on here. I mean, Warner Brothers should be able to release this themselves, right? I mean, don't they do some of their own distribution? This is Warner Brothers animated characters. I saw there's a lot about this. that I just don't really understand. This was co-written by James Gunn and stars John Cena. I mean, this has potential to already be, you know, a big thing, but they're asking for more money than I guess anybody wants to put it on a streaming service for. So I'm not sure what's happening with this. It just looks like it's going up in smoke. But I mean, the idea is funny. Wile E. Coyote, after years of failing to catch the Roadrunner and all, getting all these Acme products that backfire on him, takes them to court. I mean, come on. That's funny. So, I mean, the premise alone is good. So I don't know if we'll ever get a chance to see this movie. Warner Brothers, this, I mean, it's not the first time they've tucked something away, but they probably, Batgirl probably wasn't going to be good. So I'm not that surprised they decided not to release that one. But this one, I mean, everything sounds great about it. So I don't understand what's happening. Well, there have been a campaign, people trending on Twitter or X, talking about, you know, release the movie. Speaking of movies that maybe shouldn't have been made, but a new Jurassic World movie, and this is on Variety, got a 2025 release date, and David Leitch is in talks to direct. And a lot of people have been saying, you know, maybe getting the director is something you should have before you set a release date, but I don't think that's the way it works. I mean, they set a release date, and they try to schedule when they have movies when to come out, and then they start making it. But so this is the director of Bullet Train, and the movie is supposed to release July 2nd, 2025. David Koepp, who's the original screenwriter in Jurassic Park and The Lost World, Jurassic Park, was writing a script for the film, which will be executive produced by Steven Spielberg through Amblin Entertainment. Frank Marshall and Patrick Crowley were produced, and David Leitch and Kelly McCormick will also produce through 87 North. Now, I mean, Koepp, you know, he's got... The first Spider-Man film, A Mission Impossible, Death Becomes Her, Panic Room, War of the Worlds. I mean, he's got a pretty good repertoire, or whatever that word. You know what I mean? He's got a long list of successful movies. Only thing is, so Jurassic Park versus The Lost World. Jurassic Park, Lost World isn't, it's not that it's a bad movie. It's just kind of inferior, and it feels like a rehashing of some of the things in Jurassic Park. I mean, I did not enjoy Lost World as much as I enjoyed Jurassic Park. And so, but he has the potential to make a good movie, but this is a franchise that already jumped the shark, or the T-Rex, a long time ago. Mainly with having the dinosaurs running loose all over the world. That was a really poor decision for storytelling, and that Dominion movie was the direct result of that poor decision in storytelling. And I don't think you can really save this. But I did see there's some people that got excited on the announcement. They were people on Facebook. However, I'm not. I'm a big fan of the original movie. I kind of liked Jurassic World. Haven't really enjoyed any of the other ones as much, or even if at all. The last two Jurassic World movies I didn't like, and the last one was absolute garbage. Something else, though, from Variety, Marvel Studios has its Fantastic Four. You've probably heard about this. So we've got a cast. We got Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Eben Moss Bacharach as Ben Grimm, also known as The Thing. We are looking at this to be released July 25th of 2025. And we've also got a Thunderbolts movie that is currently set for May the 2nd of 2025. We've still got Captain America Brave New World. It's supposed to be in February, Blade in November. And in 2026, we've got Avengers The Kang Dynasty, which I guess apparently we are still looking up for a Kang Dynasty. We're not sure how this is going to work. Are they going to have to recast Kang? We ain't exactly sure. But we've got WandaVision director Matt Shackman, who's directing the Fantastic Four. We got a screenplay by Josh Friedman, Jeff Kaplan, and Ian Springer. Now, we were hearing already in November that there were talks of Pedro Pascal playing Reed Richards. I didn't think it was actually going to happen. I was thinking, he's not the person I would have picked to play Reed Richards. I mean, nothing against Pedro. I've seen him, you know, do some pretty good characters. This didn't seem like a role that I would pick for him. You need someone who's kind of almost an emotionless intellectual. And well, I suppose Pedro could pull that off. I mean, he has played an entire character where you never see his face, but see, he's got to let his voice convey everything. for Mandalorian. So, I don't know. We'll see how this turns out. That's the only character, only actor on this list that I'm familiar with is Pedro Pascal. I don't know. But there's our cast. I don't know any of these other actors. I'll wait and sit until we get to see something when they start filming and start releasing some teasers. And then I'll know whether or not I am excited about this or not. Because right now, a Fantastic Four movie sounds great, but, lately Disney Marvel has kind of, they just not making as good of movies as they once did. And a lot of people are hoping Deadpool and Wolverine will be the return to some sort of Marvel glory as they bring Deadpool into the MCU. Personally, I don't really do a lot of R-rated in movies. And that trailer, they showed it, I guess the Super Bowl didn't show too much. Well, they had some stuff, but there's some stuff in that that I'm like, it's definitely stuff that I don't go for. It's not my thing. But anyways, if you go to our website, you'll find a big logo for Dubby. Remember, if you go to dubby.gg and use the discount code Neverland, you will get a nice discount off of your order. Now, if you want to know what Dubby is, it is an energy drink, but it's like drink mixes. You mix it in water, and you can even buy yourself a container. They really lean on this for gamers to give you energy without giving you the jitters. And there's lots of different flavors. I haven't gotten to try any of this out. There was like hiccups on how the trial thing. I was supposed to be able to get some sample stuff that I couldn't seem to. I guess I had needed to place a full order for something with some of the sample things. And I actually have my own, water drinks that I usually do. But, they're an affiliate thing. And if you go and you purchase something, I get a little bit of something to help support the show. So go check them out. Tell me what you think of it. In fact, we have a Facebook page and a Facebook group. That's a good place for you to tell me what you thought of it. All right, but let's go ahead and jump into the trailer park because we're going to be here a while.
Mama, now the gator got in the house.
Now the gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him, Mama. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Okay, so let's get into our first of many trailers, and all these are trailers you might have already seen.
You're an alien. You're super powerful. Recently saved the world with your friends. What do you like to do for fun?
Vengeance.
I was thinking more like reading or yoga.
Hey, buddy. Isn't it great to finally relax?
I am an echidna warrior. I only remain on Earth because I made a vow to you and the fox. So I made myself at home.
Nope, we are not turning our living room into some kind of gladiator fighting pit. What is Ozzy doing here?
He will be challenging his greatest enemy.
Is that our mailman?
This is not a place of battle, so I will begin my quest. Come, Weed.
Well, most people think I'm a joke.
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Let's go get him.
Knuckles. Without his little friends, he's vulnerable. He's the key to my newest creation.
You worked for Robotnik.
Bring me Knuckles.
Sorry, this lane is reserved.
You think you can take my power?
Do I look like I need your power?
What are you talking about? Of course we need his power. It's the whole reason we're here.
You're mine.
I made a promise to protect this planet. I am ready.
Oh, snap! Someone's about to get slapped.
I think today is going to be a beautiful day.
Knuckles, help me!
You going to rescue him?
No, he must learn to rescue himself.
Knuckles, coming to Paramount Plus in April. Now, this has so much fun in there. This is coming April 26th, but this could have been a movie, right? I would have gone to a Knuckles movie, but this looks like a lot of fun. This is a 6-part series that takes place between Sonic the Hedgehog 2 and Sonic the Hedgehog 3, which is still coming. Is that going to be next year or later this year? I think it's going to be next year we get Sonic 3. But I have enjoyed both of the Sonic movies. I've had a lot of fun and a lot of laughs with them both. And this looks like more fun and laughs in a series that Knuckles gets to have adventures with some new friends. And I did not have any clue that this was coming. And then I found this trailer, this came out and I'm excited. I'm going to have a lot of fun watching this. I bet you will, too, if you enjoyed those Sonic movies. And I don't really play a lot of the Sonic games. I've played like the first two Sonic games on the old Sega Genesis. But I've really enjoyed those movies. Okay, now on a more serious level of movies, here's Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Are you familiar with the concept of evolution? In their time, humans were capable of many great things.
Noah!
They could fly like eagles fly. They could speak across oceans. But now, it is our time. And it is my kingdom. We will learn. Apes will learn. I will learn. And I will conquer.
Legend says, ape and human live side by side. Impossible as that may seem.
Why do they hunt her?
She's smarter than most.
The elders did not tell us everything about this world.
Bend for your king.
Apes hunt humans. Wrong.
Together, you will die.
No, together, strong.
May 10th in theaters. It's also this is from 20th Century Studios. Also appears to be on Max. I don't think on the same day. But let's see here. This says director Wes Ball breathes new life into the global epic franchise set several generations in the future following Caesar's reign, in which apes are the dominant species living harmoniously, and humans have been reduced to living in the shadows. As a new tyrannical ape leader builds his empire, one young ape undertakes a harrowing journey that will cause him to question all that he has known about the past, and to make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike. So Wes Ball, he did the Maze Runner trilogy, if anybody watched that. This has Owen Teague from It, Freya Allen from The Witcher, Kevin Durand, Lock and Key, Peter Macon from Shameless, William H. Macy, known from Fargo and a whole lot of other stuff. Screenplay is by Josh Friedman, who wrote War of the Worlds, and, well, of course, didn't write the original story of War of the Worlds. Rick Jeff and Amanda Silver from Avatar, The Way of the Water. You've got a lot of people. We do have the Planet of the Apes trilogy guy, Peter Sharonen, and Jason Reed looks like to be producing along with a bunch of other people. So, I mean, I've not really seen the original Planet of the Apes films, but I've watched these newer ones like one time each. I haven't really, you know, purchased to watch repeatedly. They're deep and they're heavy, so they're not fun to watch, but they're really good. I mean, it's some deep sci-fi. So I'm curious to check this out. So yeah, this looks like we're getting a little closer to what the original films were, where the humans really have lost all intelligence and become nothing more than slaves. And if I remember correctly, in the end credits of the first of these new series of Planet of the Apes movies, they do mention an astronaut leaving on a mission, and he's not going to come back for however long. Going to come back to the ruin of the human world where the apes are the dominant, as depicted in the original Charlton Heston film, which I wonder if we're working our way to that. But this, I mean, most characters in this can be computer animated. I bet we do have some actors that have played the roles in there. I mean, Andy Serkis played Caesar in the original trilogy, and of course, Andy Serkis is amazing. So I wonder if we have a bit of motion capture going on with some of the voiceover. And then the actress, I'm not sure which one she is. That might be Owen Teague from It or Freya Allen from The Witcher. I don't know. It could be Freya Allen. I mean, I guess she looks kind of familiar. Maybe it's the same girl who's playing Ciri. I don't know. She's got the same kind of blue eyes. I'm thinking Ciri had blue eyes. It's been a while since I've been watching anything for The Witcher series. But yeah, there's a young lady there with the very nice, pretty blue eyes. And it might very much be her. Oh, here's, I guess I better click this while I'm looking at it. Awaju, we've got an official trailer, something coming to Disney Plus from Walt Disney Animation Studios. Let's go ahead and divert from what I had planned and take a look at this. Well, I clicked it and nothing's happening. Let me try clicking it on this other side. Here we go.
From Disney Animation and the groundbreaking storytellers of Kugali.
Happy birthday, Tola. This is Oti. He wants that story pet.
It's great.
Comes a Disney Plus limited series.
What would you say if I asked you to go to the mainland?
Set in a futuristic Nigeria.
You want to see the real Lagos?
Yes, let's go.
Welcome to Lagos, Nigeria.
Tolab, your daddy has done well for himself.
This is how to fish in large rivers.
Otin, where's my daughter? She's your responsibility. Find her.
Be careful, oh. Some of these people are actually dangerous.
I laugh in the face of danger.
I didn't hear you laugh, oh.
Tola, I got you now.
Go! Actually, kind of cute. I take that back.
Okay, so your main selling point of Awaju appears to be a robotic lizard that looks like a real kind of lizard with multiple lots of colors and everything. But this is Awaju. It's an original animated series set in futuristic Lagos, Nigeria. The exciting coming-of-age story follows Tola, a young girl from the wealthy island, and her best friend, Cole, a self-taught tech expert, as they discover the secrets and dangers hidden in their different worlds. So this might be fun. It's a series coming to Disney Plus, February the 28th. I'll take a look at an episode or two. This, you know, it could be kind of fun. Looks kind of goofy. So, yeah, you know, I don't know any more about that than what I was just telling you. Here's something that I don't think I'm going to be interested in.
The best way to bring folks together.
Something has changed within me.
Is to give them a real good anime.
Ah! You're green.
I am.
Something is not the same.
Something just takes over me. And when it does, bad things happen. Once you learn to harness your emotions, the sky's the limit.
Bring her to me.
Don't be afraid. I'm not afraid. It's the wizard who should be afraid of me.
Ah! So this Thanksgiving, we get a Wicked movie, and those I know there's plenty of people who are fans of Wicked. Right now, this trailer on Universal Pictures' YouTube channel has almost as many dislikes as it does likes, and we're talking of the over 100,000. It says here, after 2 decades of one of the most beloved and enduring musicals on the stage, Wicked makes its long-awaited journey to the big screen as a spectacular, generation-defining cinematic event this holiday season. Wicked, the untold story of the Witches of Oz, stars Emmy and Grammy Tony winning powerhouse Cynthia Erivo from Harriet's Broadway's The Color Purple as Elphaba, a young woman misunderstood because of her unusual green skin who has yet to discover her true power, and Grammy winning multi-platinum recording artist and global superstar Ariana Grande as Glinda, a popular young woman gilded by privilege and ambition who has yet to discover her true heart. The two meet as students at Shiz University in the fantastical land of Oz and forge an unlikely but profound friendship. Following an encounter with the wonderful Wizard of Oz, their friendship reaches a crossroads and their lives take very different paths. Glinda's unflinching desire for popularity sees her seduced by power, while Elphaba's determination to remain true to herself and those around her will have unexpected and shocking consequences on her future. Their extraordinary adventures in Oz will ultimately see them fulfill their destinies as Glinda the Good and Wicked Witch of the West. And I mean, this has got a lot of people in the cast, you know. Jeff Goldblum, you might have recognized his voice. I wonder if he's playing the wizard. Jeff Goldblum as the legendary Wizard of Oz. But how do I want to phrase this? This is not, as far as I can tell, based on any of the Frank L. Baum stories. This was a separate book somebody wrote where they tried to reinvent. And I'm never a real fan when you take the villain of a story and you ruin them by trying to make them, they were just a misunderstood hero and we just, you know, made them, and you turn the wizard into the real bad guy. I'm not a fan of that. For those of you that have been around since the beginning of the, you know, or long ago for the first Maleficent movie, that's a movie that literally ticked me off royally because they took a great villain and even had a great actress playing the villain who did a really good job playing it. And they messed up what it could have been. I mean, don't ruin a good villain. And don't turn it all upside down. I mean, that's why I enjoyed that Joker movie. It is the creepy, slow decline into insanity and evil that we see in that first Joker movie. And I'm curious what they're doing with the second one. But that movie is greatly disturbing. I mean, because we're following the story of the Joker becoming the Joker. But we, you know, he might almost seem pitiable, but then you see him relish in killing, you know, and that's the way a villain movie should be. It should be see them decline in their full villainy. And that's not what this seems to be. And I feel like I got a similar story that they actually based something off the books when the Disney did their Oz movie. I forgot what it was even called. But yeah. And that wasn't a bad movie. That was I kind of enjoyed it. It was fun. And this, I mean, for the look of it, and the kids are going to want to see it. I mean, it's bright and colorful, but it's going to remind me of when I did go see that last Disney Oz movie where it's a little girl and a few rows in front of me asking loudly to her mother, "Where's Dorothy?" So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be seeing this as bright, colorful. I've not been interested in Wicked. I don't want my villains to be that sympathetic to where they're the hero of the story and we just didn't understand. I don't dig that, you know. That's as bad as there's current series right now that are trying to make Satan, the devil himself, the good guy, and we just didn't understand. I kid you not, this stuff exists out there, and I am not down with that. We're not, you know, not prudent at this juncture. Anyways, I've never seen any of the Quiet Place movies. I've meant to watch them. But we've got The Quiet Place Day One, which shows like the, I guess, the beginning of the aliens arriving. Looks like it's going to be good. Take a listen. So this is coming in June. I'm sorry, there's really not much to this trailer that really lends it to a podcast. There's not a lot of like dialogue. Golly, that looks terrifying. But I appreciate about these that they keep it to like a PG-13 level, so it's more accessible by other people. I need to watch these movies. So, I mean, just looks, the idea is just kind of terrifying, really. There was. Okay, Inside Out 2. Oh, boy.
This is Joy, coming to you live in Riley's mind. Get on your feet and make some noise. Anger.
Let me at him.
Fear.
Mouth guard, people.
Disgust.
No. That's not ours.
Sadness is in the house.
Yay.
Who made the console orange?
Hello? Ah! Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety. Where can I put my stuff?
This film is not yet rated.
Well, June 14th, Inside Out 2, in case anybody thought we needed that. I mean, I enjoyed the first one. Here it is. There was a little 30-second thing where the new emotion is anxiety, which I thought that was like a part of fear, but I guess some of the original concepts, there was a lot more than just the amount of emotions as depicted in the movie. There's, I guess, a psychology book somebody wrote that had all these different things listed, and anxiety must be a separate one, which, you know, as you grow up, that makes sense. But that's the thing, is like, it feels like we're doing another coming of age, which that's what the first film was for Riley. She was kind of coming of age and maturing a bit. So it feels like we're doing another one, except for now it's anxiety. So, anyways, any of y'all ever watched The Thundermans? I didn't, but if you did, you might be excited. The Thundermans return.
Max, let's bring the thunder. Sky selfie!
I'm afraid the T-Force must be fired.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
Superhuman with or without the suit.
We're back in Hiddenville, baby.
Thunder fam.
Reunion selfie. Oh.
This brings back so many bad memories.
What are you doing back?
Back like I never left.
We're going to high school?
We get to be around other teenagers.
And get a well-rounded education?
Who cares?
I'm ready to go.
Let the evil begin.
We have to get our jobs back. I know!
Danger! Seek shelter!
Will some superhero save us?
Thundermans reporting for duty.
It's what we do.
Go!
It's been a long time, Max. Welcome to your torment session. Say yes to continue.
No!
Great. Let's begin.
Max and Phoebe are in mortal danger.
You're such helicopter parents.
You made the world a little safer, and isn't that what it's all about?
All right, Maxinators, that's today's live stream. Sorry, there was so much Phoebe.
Thought I was done. Watch when I come with that power instead.
Okay, so this is a movie on Paramount Plus coming March 7th. This is definitely not my generation. The Thundermans return follows twins Phoebe and Max, who are enjoying their superhero lifestyle in a new city. But when one save, quote unquote, goes awry, the Thundermans are sent back to Hiddenville. Seriously. While Hank and Barb enjoy their return, Chloe develops a new friend and Billy and Nora begin normal school life. Max and Phoebe are determined to regain their superhero status. So there you go. And I see a comment, CGI hasn't improved a bit since last time, and they love it for it. I'm like, well, okay. So, yeah, if you're a fan of this, go ahead. Go have fun, I guess. Definitely wasn't my generation.
Watch the series finale of X-Men next Saturday morning. Check your local listings.
I'm grateful to have the chance to say goodbye.
I am proud of you all. X-Men.
Fate lies in our hands now. Now.
Hey,
to stay vigilant. The professor entrusted us with his dream.
No matter how dark it is, we must believe in each other.
We get this done by working together as a team.
Jeez, Bob. Keep buzzing in my ear.
To me, my X-Men. Magneto.
The last will and testament of Charles Xavier. Everything he built now belongs to me.
So this is coming to Disney Plus March 20th. Did I see that right? Yes, March 20th to Disney Plus. X-Men 97, trying to continue from the original series back in the 90s. Now, I got to say, the animation looks very, very choppy. Strangely enough, there's been people whose biggest criticism seems to be that Rome's costume isn't as form-fitting as it was, the slight redesigns of the characters. My concern, I mean... Part of me wants to be excited for this because it's, it looks like a good X-Men series, but modern Disney and also looking at the showrunners they chose, I don't want to get into it. Seems like this is going to have agenda that shouldn't be there and it's going to drag the series down. I mean, I'm going to give it a watch because I want this to be good, but I have a bad feeling about this. The X-Men were created originally when Stan Lee, he felt like he was out of ideas for how people were going to get their superpowers. Then he thought, what if they were just born with it? And that was the beginning of mutants. And during a time in the 60s when they came out, he thought, well, we can use this as kind of almost a parallel to racism. And there was a lot of things going on in the 60s, your Martin Luther King was running around, that kind of thing. And that's what it was based off. Since that time, it has been taken over by others. That has nothing to do with race. They're not a different race of people. But they have decided to take it themselves and run with it. And I have a feeling that's what might be what we would see leaned heavily upon. And one of the major concerns that people have on this is that Morph, who was introduced in these series, and it was a character that got popular enough being in just an episode, that they brought him back in season two because everybody's like, oh, I kind of like that character. Well, you don't call him a he, I guess, anymore, because now he's non-binary. And despite having the appearance of male, he's now, from imagery we've seen of him, Morph is featureless. He looks kind of like the chameleon. And, I mean, this is of a time where they've decided Mystique is now non-binary because they decided instead of being Nightcrawler's mother, now she's Nightcrawler's father because she can not only change appearance, but change her internal workings entirely. And that was not the case, back in the day. And one example, Philip and I has discussed, heck, you even see in the movie when she tries to mimic Wolverine's claws, he slices them off and it hurts. It hurts her. So she can fake stuff in appearance, but she isn't really turning into them completely. So they've, for the sake of an agenda, changes have been made, with the X-Men, and it's probably something that they're going to fill this show with an agenda and probably ruin what we enjoyed about it. I don't know, but I'm going to take a look at it just because part of me hopes that they did a good job with this, but the animation looks fairly choppy. I had heard that the living voices were coming back, but none of the voices sound familiar. Now I've heard that the actor playing Cyclops has passed away, and they got a pretty good close sounding one, but I thought some of the other actors were returning and it doesn't sound like they are. I mean, I guess it has been nearly 30 years since that. I mean, I think I was still in high school when the series premiered, I guess in 1994. It was on Halloween. I remember Philip was over and we were hanging out for Halloween and we were watching that show. We were highly anticipating it. And then later we got a Spider-Man series, which was fantastic. So I want this to be good, but I have a bad feeling about it. Here's something that's coming out of left field. Villains Incorporated, coming from JK Studios. Now, these they used to be this is part of an LDS kind of film group. They had a YouTube channel and really funny stuff. And I've seen some of them pop up in some TV commercials and everything, but they started their own group and they graduated because I guess it's ran out of the one of the LDS ran universities. And I forgot what they're called and they got different people now, but this first group started their own comedy team and started producing some films. They made another movie. It was kind of a weird frontier thing that I didn't get a chance to see, but this looks funny and they got Colin Mockery in it, but this is Villains Incorporated. Take a listen.
Did you take over the world?
No.
Can't hear you. Did you take over the world?
No.
Well, payment denied.
I understand it's frustrating.
Captain Justice.
We're the bad guys with a lowercase b. We're the little b's.
Justice!
You mean being exploited for our labor and then not being rewarded for it?
Yes, but at least they care for us.
Look at that!
I'm having the time of your life!
This is a Remethian mind control chip. How did you guys get one of these?
We have a very specialized team.
Go! That's Alex. He doesn't know it, but his boss was slain while trying to sell him to some psychos.
He's our new intern.
Coolio. I'll grab the back.
Hey! Hey! This is our spot!
Oh, well, excuse me for using my charms to further our designs.
You don't have charms, you have arthritis.
They're called jazz hands!
Oh, I'll show you jazz hands!
Oh, yeah!
You
bring it!
I understand your concern, but world domination is not gonna fund itself.
You don't even have any powers.
Actually, I took 2 years of necromancy in high school, so I can kind of talk to the dead.
You should be able to shoot, like, fire or lasers or something out of your eyes.
You know I can't do that. All I've ever wanted is to take over the world. When you're born a henchman, you don't really get that chance. Maybe it's time for someone without powers to conquer the earth. A blue-collar bad girl. A villain for the people. That might be just what evil needs.
Villain name?
Beatrix the Eviscerate.
Taken.
Beatrix 89.
Also taken. Your assigned name is Danger Person.
All right.
83616. Actually, that's also taken. Danger Person 83617.
So this, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be silly and fun. I hope it gets enough of a release. But this is actually, it came through a Kickstarter. And it says it may not be an official JK movie, but with some of the writers, actors, and even the director, Jeremy Warner, coming from the JK team, it will definitely be in theaters. Check out the project, share it with a comedy lover in your life, and be part of the evil fun. This is set to come out. It was just on screen, but it doesn't say in the description. Well, looks like I think March or April. But I thought it looked kind of funny, and so I think I would check it out. You know, normally you don't root for the villains. That's the type of person I am. But this is just pure just being funny, so I think I could definitely get into this. Okay, one last trailer, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This is the second trailer for this film. Looks pretty exciting and really ridiculous and cheesy, and that's exactly what we want from Godzilla fighting with, teaming up with King Kong this time.
For centuries, there was harmony. The Titans were the guardians of nature, and the great apes became the protectors of humanity. Discovered a signal. She can feel it. Kong, Godzilla, they can feel it too. Something is coming. Something even they're afraid of.
You feel like going for a ride?
Thought you'd never ask.
Just try not to swallow your tongue.
What?
Is that a mini comb?
Oh my God.
That's not just a signal. That's a call for war. What is that?
Khan can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
Last time those two met up, it was almost the end of Kong.
They don't have to like each other. We just have to work together.
Now I have seen everything.
We've made some minor augmentations.
Oh.
Okay, so this is coming March 29th. The Guardians of Nature and the Protectors of Humanity, The Rise of a New Empire. Don't know exactly what's going on here. We kind of, if you watch the Godzilla versus Kong, we got like hints that there was some underground society of apes and they had weapons and the epic battle continues, it says here in Warner Brothers Pictures YouTube channel. Legendary Pictures Cinematic Monsterverse follows up the explosive showdown of Godzilla versus Kong with an all-new adventure that pits the almighty Kong and the fearsome Godzilla against a colossal undiscovered threat hidden within our world, challenging their very existence. And our own Godzilla X Kong, the new empire, delves further into the histories of these titans and their origins, as well as the mysteries of Skull Island and beyond, while uncovering the mythic battle that helped forge these extraordinary beings and tied them to humankind forever. And actually got the returning Adam Wingard directing this. This stars Rebecca Hall, Brian Tyree Henry, Dan Stevens, Kaylee Hottie, Alex Ferns, Fala Chin. And it's a screenplay from Terry Rossio and Simon Barrett, who did like the first film and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Also Jeremy Slater from Moon Knight, and the story is by Rossio and Wingard and Barrett. It just looks like ridiculous fun. You know, that's pretty much what it is. This is pure popcorn, which has pretty much been these movies, really, as they've been hitting their stride. The first Godzilla movie, you know, that we made here, felt like it could have had more Godzilla and more monsters. It was too much on the human, and I was like, you know, come on, we want to see giant monsters fighting. And by the time we got to that Godzilla King of the Monsters, it just turned into pure entertainment. And it just has been going from there. So this is going to be fun. It's just ridiculous fun. So I'm kind of looking forward to checking out this movie. Okay, so we're going to take a short break now for some commercials and be right back with some of our main topic.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And we're back. And as a reminder, you can get an exclusive feed from Red Circle, which will have no ads in the episodes that you get to download. Also, you can support us on Patreon and also get an ad-free version. Of course, you'll still have the ads that I read for you in the middle of the show, but at least you won't have those annoying ads there in the middle or the beginning or end of the show. Okay, but let's get on to what our main focus is going to be today, and I have a few videos to play for you, so take a listen.
Cody Rhodes suffered a nightmare tonight.
I think this is how my story ends.
Roman Reigns has done it again.
This is the story of legacy.
Look at the power of Belair!
I got the EST story!
And it might be!
I'll rip the pages out of your story.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
My story started at the very beginning, brother.
My story's full.
Doing what he does best.
I'll end your story.
No!
This story's not finished.
So the method, of course, of advertising for this game has, of course, been about Cody Rhodes and finishing the story, which it seemed for a while WWE was not going that direction with WrestleMania occurring this year and having the story not being finished being kind of the big deal. Now, Philip thinks that they maybe meant to do it this way, but they have, they did have time to change course for WrestleMania, and it seems like they did. But of course, that's the first announcement we had for this upcoming game, which I almost forgot I was going to have to censor on Stone Cold there. But there's another video here, so let me just hop in here with another video.
There is no way to embellish or exaggerate the enormity of the main event of WrestleMania.
Greatness on a different level.
Brace yourself, you're gonna be in.
Welcome to WrestleMania!
Defined and legends will be born. Finish the story at WrestleMania.
You rolling?
Here we go.
Okay, so they're covering 40 years of WrestleMania with only 21 matches, but with the footage that they show, it gives me hope that they would have some classic wrestlers playable in the game. And that's what gets me interested in this game, is seeing some of these classic wrestlers. And I don't buy these games for the modern guys, really. I don't really watch the show anymore. But when they put those classic wrestlers in there, I want to play it to play with those classic wrestlers that I grew up watching. And of course, the main thing is creating wrestlers all the time. That's pretty much what the main thing that draws, I think, Philip in and myself is just creating wrestlers. We create ourselves, then we create some of our favorite comic book characters, cartoon characters, for me, video game characters as well. And it takes a lot of time and effort to make all the different characters. And the unfortunate thing is, I wish you could carry a character over from your previous saves instead of having to start over and make them again, which Philip, I guess, doesn't mind. But I have a harder time making them. And to get them right, they don't always turn out the way I want them to. And be like, I would like to have it right when I get it right, to be able to just like keep it like, okay, here we go, coming into the game for the next year. And here's the character that I think I actually made it run, did it right for once. So, but we'll see. I'll have a lot more options on faces, I think, this year with the Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because I've tried to make some Final Fantasy VII characters in the game. And having more options on faces, I think this year is going to make it a little easier because there's going to be different shots used, and I can find the right face, you know, from different things and try to put them on the characters. And, you know, so we'll see what happens this year. It'll be a while before I pick up the game because, you know, I have to save my money for Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Oh, yeah, that's going to be the second game we talk about. But we'll get into that here in a little bit. But here's some of the description. It says the story's not finished. Take your first look at WWE 2K24's all new match types, environments, superstars, and more, including the 2K showcase of the Immortals. Celebrate 40 years of WrestleMania with new match types, updated gameplay, and more available March 8th. So that's coming up very soon. There was a list of features that was on the 2K.com website. Of course, there's guest referees, casket matches, gauntlet matches, ambulance matches, lots of different new ones. You have, of course, the My Rise is back, but there's two different styles. They have here a picture that says My Rise Unleashed and then also My Rise Undisputed, and this is where you can become a champion. This is where you have a story that it gives you for a character you create, which, you know, I prefer to have my own story of what I think would happen with my guy. What would it be me? But you get to play out a story that they make. I don't know if I've ever actually completed any of the My Rise. I kind of get the more sidetracked of making my own universe. You can, of course, create your own factions. Of course, you got the universe mode, the GM mode. That's just only some of the things listed on the 2K website. There was another website that had even more of the features. It's the Newsroom for 2K, and it had a list when I was looking around some of this stuff. Let me see if I can scan down. Of course, they mentioned the showcase of the Immortals, and that's, of course, the 40 years of WrestleMania. And if it's anything like previous games, you'll have some of the past wrestlers sharing the stories of the matches. They are calling it an iconic roster, which includes, of course, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Andre the Giant, along with, you know, of course, Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair, John Cena, Rhea Ripley, and Roman Reigns. New match types. Okay, here's a full list. So special guest referee, ambulance match, which I've heard you can create a referee, or at least when you create a wrestler, you can create the referee mode. Casket matches, gauntlet matches, backstage brawl now features four-player support and new interactive environmental elements, including a working elevator, breakable control room glass, and a vending machine with throwable sodas. While the Royal Rumble now offers support for 8 online players and 30 superstar online matches, all the familiar match types such as War Games, Extreme Rules, TLC, Submission, Heck in a Cell, and many others. Now, there's some gameplay upgrades. Super Finishers, the Trading Blows mini game, which I've seen a little bit of footage of that. That looks like a lot of fun. Top rope dive into a group of opponents outside the ring, double title matches, new paybacks, and more. My faction, I wonder what they've changed about it. It says the team building mode in which players collect, manage, and upgrade an array of superstars and legends to create their ultimate four-person factions returns with a new direct purchase card market, an updated multiplayer experience, a new direct purchase card market. What is that? That sounds like a, you know, extra paid and stuff. You know, I forgot what they call that now. Players can now compete and ranked online quick play with unique rewards and seasonal leaderboards, challenge themselves with weekly towers, and take on revamped Faction Wars 2.0. So you can create a faction and take it online. Well, that's fun. But on the creation suite, the Crown Jewel is a best-in-class, most detailed, robust creation suite returns with an all-new support for create a referee and create a sign. And that's something that we are definitely excited about, finally being able to create a sign out in the audience, which we, like the old games, you could. And then for a long time, we haven't been able to. And we've also been bothered by, and I understand why, because everybody live streams the game, puts it up on YouTube, and there's a lot of copyright issues. But, wow, I guess it's been probably near 20 years since we were able to have music on our game system. With, I think, Xbox, you could actually connect it to your Windows PC and create a playlist. To where you just put whatever song you wanted for your wrestler or whatever, you'd have a playlist, but you could have your own music playing for your own entrance and created characters. And we haven't been able to do that in a long time, but I'm sure there's copyright issues. But what my thought on that would be is just silence the entrance music, which they have. when you stream, if they silence the entrance music and stuff, then it's fine when you stream. But then when I'm playing on my own, I would still like to be able to have my own music. Of course, now I think with the PlayStation 5, I don't know that I can put my own music onto the hard drive. I think mainly you go through Spotify or something like that. And so I don't know, but it would be nice to have that option again to be able to put your own music on there instead of relying on what they provide. I don't know. But anyways, so new parts and animations, for design custom superstars, GMs, arenas, entrances, movesets, championships, and more. And there's a Peacock promotion. New subscribers get 1 month of Peacock at no extra cost with a purchase of any edition by April 14th of the game. And of course, they're going to have four editions of the game, a standard edition, a standard cross-gen digital edition, deluxe edition, and 40 years of WrestleMania edition, in which the 40 years of WrestleMania edition, that's the one I think that's going to cost you, yeah, $120, basically. And I think Philip is going all out and getting that edition. I will get it later, and I'll pick an edition later, and I might even just do it where I get a disc, and then I'll just add on stuff later. I don't know. Sometimes, though, you get the launch edition will have some extra stuff that if you don't get it the launch edition, you'll have to wait to get some extra characters. And I think there was like versions of The Undertaker in one of the previous games that I had to wait for them to release. But really, I only had money to go and get one major game at this time. And it wasn't this one. It was something I already put in for. In fact, there was I don't think I've played the audio of this, but there's a new trailer for this game. There was a whole State of Play thing. But yeah, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth had a new trailer. And let me play you that audio.
Cloud, bring me the Black Materia.
The beginning of the end. The celebration of the faithful. A watershed moment for all mankind.
Hey, kids. Sorry we're late.
To be the first lucky lady.
Hey, boss! Your guests are here!
At long last, the knave returns.
I refuse to be upstaged! A second time, my friend!
Good, Cloud. Very good. Fill your hollow heart with rage.
I'm back now, Aerith. I'm back.
We ask that you retrieve it, the Black Materia, key to our oblivion. Please. It alone can liberate us from this endless dream.
Passing through? You!
Tifa! Whew! Hey, guys!
They're getting some sun, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Red? How do we look?
Huh?
You should get yourself a reading!
It's gotta be hiding some ginormous materia! Woohoo!
I won't say that it was fake. I won't say that it
Whoa!
Was
Hold this thing over right now!
You said that Sephiroth is your foe. I have a history with him.
You wouldn't believe what he can do!
Don't misunderstand. You'll need a way home. So when you're ready, I'll be here.
An emissary from Wutai is here. Sent by Viceroy Saru.
With all this god blood on my hands,
How could I ever hold my daughter again?
Those we hate, those we love, those we fear. Genova would become anyone to fool her prey.
Don't do this!
But I'm no fool.
Sephiroth! Hey!
No, not you.
Here, take it. This isn't about me, though. It's about saving the world. And you.
The reunion. When spite and sorrow are harvested to feed the planet.
No!
Okay, so they did release a demo for those of you with a PS5. There's actually going to be an addition to the demo here on the 21st. And yes, I'm sorry, I was still playing. So, yes, and of course, those of us who played Remake that enjoyed it have been waiting for this part because we it's a three-part trilogy, I guess. I don't know what the word I'm looking for. It's a three-part remake of the original game from 1997. And this is actually the second part. We did get Crisis Core a couple years ago that was pretty much just adapted from a PSP game. I don't know that they really did anything to spruce it up. And even when I played it, some of the animations were still had that clunkiness from old style animations compared to the motion capture they did for the remake, which there was some very anime motion and stuff. But, you know, when you look in the credits of the remake there, they did have live actors doing the motion capture. But yeah, we've been waiting for this, though, for like 4 years. I think I mentioned, you know, this was like my COVID game. That's how I got through COVID. Was I sitting there and played this. I played it through first on normal, then on easy, and then on hard. I think this time I'm going to start it on easy, and then as I've leveled up a bit, I'll come back and play it on normal and then on hard, because I'll probably still go for it and see how far I, you know, if I can get through it. Maybe I'll platinum it this time. The last one I didn't platinum because some of the minigames I just couldn't complete to the full satisfaction. So there's like two trophies I did not get on the remake. But yes, we've been waiting for this. There's a little bit of stuff on a website here. Let me see here from Square Enix's website that I was going to share. What was the specific thing that I found? Let's see. They show off some of the different characters. Of course, you've got, you know, Kate Sith, and they did pronounce it Kate Sith instead of Kat She or whatever. And of course, you hear him. He's got a Scottish accent. We get to see Elena in there, one of the Turks. You even say Cisne, one of the Turks you also meet in the Crisis Core game, which now in the original game, she wasn't there in 97, and she's not wearing the typical uniform of a Turk. So I wonder if she's quit the Turks. And with her reaction of like being surprised of seeing someone, I wonder if she's running into Zack again, because when you play as Zack Fair in the Crisis Core game, you interact with her often, and they're kind of friends. So I'm wondering if that has something to do with that. So it'd be nice to know what happened to that character. You're also going to meet some new characters. The captain of the Shinra 8. Let's see. And he's the one who takes you between Junon and Costa del Sol. I don't see that he's got a name. Of course, Yuffie is being brought around there. Now, they did do the expansion when they brought the game over to the PS5 to where you had a thing of playing as Yuffie. And, of course, she is playable. One thing people have been talking about is that Cid and Vincent Valentine, although appearing in the game, are not playable. And I can understand that because, you know, Red 13 was not really playable in the remake game. But he comes along kind of late in the game, in the story. And I figured that, well, these two characters kind of pop up later on. So they probably didn't think there was enough time for you to spend with them other than doing a bunch of extra stuff. So, you know, it makes sense to me. And then in the third game of this, we'll get to have them a lot more and part of playable in your party. But another exciting thing is you have synergy abilities, and these are powerful attacks in which two characters team up to turn the tide of battle. So, I mean, really, the combat system was nearly perfected, I would say, in the previous one. They even still kept the concept of having a timer waiting on your moves, except for you could do your basic combat moves, and your timer just would allow you to do a spell or an item or doing a specific move would be on timed events. So, I mean, it's almost like they kept some of the concepts of the original game, but yet, you know, made it more of an action RPG. And it was a nice blend of everything. and it was a lot of fun. And they just expanded because, you know, when they make a new game, they want to have new things for us, and even a lot of new mini games coming up in this new game. Now, I have seen some criticism, because I'm trying to be fair in all points, where there was a forum and I saw some gamers that were complaining they're fans of the original game and they didn't like the remake because of all the different changes and it just doesn't seem to have the depth and blah, blah, blah. You know, it went on and on and on, and I was just kind of looked it over. I says, well, that's your biggest complaint is that, part of my brain says, would you like to have more menus? Because really, I mean, and I'm playing again through the 1997 version. Of course, it's, you know, updated or you can activate a cheat with a press of a button. But I mean, you know, I could put a lot more menus in the game if that's what you really want, because mostly, you know, all your combat is done by menus in the original game. And they were talking about how the combat was a lot, you know, took a lot longer, the combat in the remake. And it's like, well, yeah, I did at first until you started leveling up. And you'd want to have big epic battles. And I've had battles in the original game that took at least an hour. And it was just, you know, menu selections for an hour. Okay, I mean, yeah, there's some strategy involved, and people enjoy that. And the other thing that I would have to say this on the original game, you literally cannot do a whole section of sub-game or side quest with breeding chocobos and racing them until Sephiroth has already cast Meteor, and this giant Meteor is crashing towards the Earth. And so when you talk to NPCs throughout the game, they're all concerned about the end of the world, and yet I'm going to take time out now for doing the chocobo breeding and racing. And there's also a lot of, I would call it grinding, but I guess it's also farming when you're trying to get money or trying to get items, because if you stop to do the breeding of chocobos, there's so much stuff to do to get what you need to breed your way up to a golden chocobo. And if you're trying to get everybody's limit breaks, you're going to spend a lot of time just running around in circles on the map, just trying to get random encounters to pop up enough times to where you can defeat a certain number of enemies or use your limit break a certain number of times to get the next step in that. So there's a lot of just kind of time wasting, although there is a lot of fun things in the original game to go and find in different locations, which they find ways to integrate those into, like Remake had some of that in there. And I'm sure in Rebirth, there'll be a lot of these extra items put in there, but maybe they can put it in a more appropriate time to where it keeps the story moving and we're not pausing the story of the end of the world here by having these side things happen now. So, I mean, there's definitely some criticism that you can have of the original game that it needed an update, and they're not taking away that original game from you. It is still there, and it seems, and I'm going to try not to get spoilery from the Remake game, but it seems almost in Remake that the events of from the 1997 game have happened, but something now has happened where they're getting another chance. As seems to be a bit of foreknowledge from Cloud and especially Aerith of knowing how things went before, and that they are now, the theme of the remake is, and how it even ended, it was finding a way to change their fate and their destiny, and, you know, and especially for Aerith, because, you know, a lot of people, including me, were upset to find out she was going to die in the original 97 game. And a lot of people are okay with that, because, oh, it really adds to the story, and like, yeah, I can get that, you know, and her sacrifice actually enables her to still, because she does everything, she's the one that really stops Sephiroth, and it makes sense that Sephiroth would come after her because she was the only one with the ability to do it. And you spend a lot of the game, you don't know it, that what she did would save the world, but you need to stop Sephiroth from trying to block her power from doing what she had set it up to do. I'm trying to delicately go around the original game because I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who doesn't know anything on the original game. But yeah, she's really the one that stops Sephiroth, but she needs help from you. Lend me your strength. It even says in the first trailer, I think it was, we had for Rebirth. So they said in the State of Play trailer, one of the guys literally said that the Aerith's fate is in our hands. So it seems like we might have the option of how we can change this and alter the story of how it's going to move forward. I did watch some video on YouTube where somebody went and listed out on Final Fantasy games that there usually is a character that dies somewhere along the way. And I wonder if maybe you can select and have a different character die. Because if that's the case, goodbye Yuffie. I've never liked Yuffie. I have no use for her. So if I could pick a character that's going to have to sacrifice themselves to save everybody, we'll just get rid of Yuffie. No big deal. I would not be bothered by that at all. Now, some people might. There's probably fans of that character. out there, but I'm not one of them. Okay. All she does is show up and then steal your materia, and you put you on a really long side quest to go and get it back. Just bug the dickens out of me, really. But she is a playable game, and maybe they've made her a lot more likable. The expanded stuff they did for the remake where they had the integrate and they had a separate Yuffie story, I thought, well, maybe they make her a bit more likable. I'm like, not really. Not to me, at least. But we'll see how she's presented this game. But I am definitely, nonetheless, very excited to play this. The odd thing is this will be coming out February 29th. It's coming up very soon. And then, the day after, March 1st, is also when the second part of the Dune movies will be out. And it's like, okay, do I want to spend my Saturday just sitting there playing the game, or should I go see the movie? Also, I'm still coordinated to have Emma come back in. And that would have to be on a Saturday, too. So I got a lot of things that's going to take my time up on a Saturday, and I just kind of want to sit and play the game, so I don't know. But I need to go. I want to go see that movie, though, too, and review it for you. So I have other things to do, so it's going to take me a while to be able to get to play through it. And then, of course, I'll try to share some video on the official Neverland Gaming channel, which I've been trying to post some more video up on there lately. So definitely go and check that out. But yes, I'm definitely excited for the game. Perhaps you are too. If not, then maybe you just didn't play Remake, or maybe you're one of them people who are just mad about everything about this game being remade. And that's fine. You just miss out. I even saw one guy had a YouTube tirade about how Aerith's name, it wasn't Eris anymore. Eris was a mistranslation into the English, and it was always meant to be Aerith, and now they've had the chance to fix it. And in fact, when I play the 97 version that's on PlayStation, I go and I fix the name, you know. Delete the S, put in a TH, because you have that option. You can put whatever name on a character you want. So, but yeah, there's people who get all hung up on ridiculous things. Sort of like there's people who, with the X-Men 97, they're hung up on Rogue's backside and not potentially story beats that might be messed up, which we'll see. We don't know until we know. Until we watch that. But yep, so I'm excited about that game. Hope you are too. And if not, go play the remake and you'll probably get all into it and you'll be excited for this game as well, which if you happen to have a PlayStation account, you can play that for free as part of your PS Plus account. So yes, definitely. I highly recommend it. I think I've ranted on or raved on that game plenty enough. And those of you who want to play on PC, you can play the Final Fantasy VII Remake on PC now as well. But I guess we should wrap this up right there by, of course, reminding you to go to NeverlandPodcast.com and, of course, finding links for not only Debbie, but also you can find links there for Podgagement. If you happen to have a podcast and you want to see some of your reviews from around the world, plus a lot of other features, there's a great, great little inexpensive account you can have with Podgagement. Also, though, we want to thank Karen Kennedy, Ricky Pope of Christian Nerds Unite, and Darren Wilhide of the Will Heighten Wall Show for helping me out with the intro, as we thank them every week because I use that same thing every week. Don't forget to email us, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com, and visit us on Twitter or X. I still have it listed as Twitter in my notes because most of you are still going to call it Twitter, but you know what it is. And, of course, Facebook, we have both a group and a fan page. I post first to the group, and then I try to share from the group into the fan page. I'm trying to get to where there's even more different things in the group, like some automatic posts that ask you some questions every week. And of course, on the website, you can join the Neverlanders. You can become a Lost Boy or a Pixie. Why a Pixie? Because girls are too clever and they don't get lost. You know, we're still connected with the book. Don't forget also, you will find links for Patreon there as well. Patreon.com/Neverland Podcast. There you can become an exclusive member and get rid of all those ads. Also, on Red Circle, there's an exclusive feed for that as well. Links are in the show notes if you would like to help out the show to keep it going. But that's where we're going to wrap it up. And so, how do we always say at the end of the show? Get lost. In an adventure. And I'll see you next time.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.